It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study the Word of God, to look at it, to search it out, and I'm glad that you've joined us today to do this. If you would open your Bibles, we're back to Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to be studying today. We're going to begin with the 15th verse, and we'll read all the way down through verse 19. Philippians chapter 3, verse 15 through 19. So while you're looking that up, I will share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'm glad that you have joined us, and we're looking forward to the study of the Word of God today. Let's look now as we read, and I hope that you have an opportunity to follow along as we read these verses of Scripture. Philippians chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 15. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, mark them who walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you today that we can come together and study this precious word, your word. That's where the power and the strength. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us now, that we may look unto your word and know more about you, and most of all, first of all, Father, that we will know you as our Savior, that we come by faith to you and we are saved. It's a wonderful day and a glorious day, but not without you, Jesus. We must know you and walk after you in order to have that joy and that peace in our heart. So please, Lord, those that are missing it today, those that have not come to you by faith, I ask, Father, that they will come today. And those, Father, that have been saved, but they're not living a life that's pleasing to you, I ask today be the turning point, that they turn to you and walk each day pleasing you, listening to your word and being obedient to do what it tells them to do. Your word, Father, it's glorious and it's great and it's wonderful. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at Philippians, the 15th verse, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal it even this unto you. You know, those are words that Paul, as he penned those, as he spoke those by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and that has penned them for us, again, by the very hand of the Holy Spirit as it directed Paul to write this. We need to understand that Paul is saying, I want you to have the same mind that I have. Now, a lot of people have a big problem with things like that, as some folks would suggest that Paul is just a man, and Paul is calling these people to follow him, be like me. Well, in saying that, he means the mind of Christ, and be as Christ. You know, we walk many times by example, and that's part of the problem in the church today, is because we have so few examples. We have so little to walk after and to watch. You know, we're supposed to have the old, the elderly, they are supposed to be very spiritual. They are supposed to know the Word of God. They are supposed to teach the younger generation and the younger generation. And it should be, we should have three generations within the church easily, and one teaching the next one down all the way. And the older women teaching the younger women, the younger women teaching their children, and it just continues, and that's the plan that God has set for us. And you know as well as I do that if we say something, we teach something, but we live contrary to that, that the people that's watching us, they don't pay any attention to what we're saying. They don't listen to what we're saying. And, you know, it's been an old saying for years, you know, do what I say, not what I do. We can't do that. We have to live a Christian life. We have to walk after Christ. We have to live Christ. And that's something that can't be put on from the outside like a coat or a pretty dress or something like that that makes us look good on the outside, but inside we're just as dirty and filthy as ever. It must come from the inside and come out. And the only way that can happen is if you will come to know Jesus as your Savior. Trust in Him, walk after Him, and then begin to cleanse that old flesh. You've got a new heart now. Now let's clean the old life up. And it comes slowly. It comes by a search of the Word of God and a staying and a study of the truth, the Word of God, nothing else. So often people pay attention to other books. Men have written books about the Bible. You'll study that. We need to see that what we're looking at is Christ Jesus. Paul, when he says, be of like mind, be thus minded, he's saying, I am walking after Christ. Now walk after me, and you will be walking after Christ. And he is not saying, not putting any power or attention to himself. He is bringing it all to the Lord Jesus. Because when you would watch Paul, you would see Jesus Christ. You would see the power and the strength of Christ in him, and so you are following Christ. And that's the way we should be. And if you're old, oh, you have so much that you should be able to hand down to the next generation. And I'm not talking about old stories. I'm talking about the power and the strength of God. You should have so much spiritual wisdom to share. Now, if you don't, it's because you haven't been taught. You haven't been searching the Word of God. You've been tied up in other things other than the Word of God and the power of God. So maybe you have very little to pass on that is actual wisdom, godly spiritual wisdom. Maybe you have none at all. And that is very common in the church today, because the older are not teaching the younger. And if the younger don't learn it, if they don't come to it, and that's the reason, my friend, that we call this program The Truth, because I want you to stand for the Word of God. I see so little of that today. People standing for the truth, the Word of God. Be thus minded. Stand for the truth, the Word of God. It's very clear, it's very simple, and it is very necessary. We cannot veer from the truth. We have to stay upon the truth. We have to walk the truth and live the truth and talk the truth so that the next generation under us can see it, that they will not be pulled away by the world. But if we're pulled away by the world just a little bit, then the next generation will be pulled away by the world a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. You must keep your eyes upon Jesus. Be thus, therefore, as many as be perfect, mature. Mature. You're mature Christians. And that's something that is far and few between in the church today, is a mature Christian, one that has grown in Christ Jesus. And that person doesn't necessarily have to be old. They can be old in years, or they could be young in years and still be mature, depending on how serious you took Jesus Christ. Did you take Jesus serious when you come to the cross of Calvary and you were saved? And did you mean that you're a sinner? Did you mean it in your heart? And have you trusted in Jesus? Are you truly saved? If you are, then let's start living like it. Let's stop living like the world and giving an example. Paul here knew that he was giving a good example unto the people that were watching and walking with him. Not to give him the glory, not to give him the praise, but to give it all unto Jesus, because that's what he taught. That's what he preached. And he preached the truth, the Word of God. Now, we must stand as well, and we must do the same. Now, if you have been lazy, you know, too many today, as they get up in years, they said, I've carried the load, now it's time for somebody else. Well, maybe some of the physical load that you can't take care of anymore. But, my friend, there is a great spiritual call there that you must hearken to, you must listen to, and you must continue to grow in the Word of God, that you may be a witness and a testimony to that younger person, that they have somebody to look to, and you can bring them closer to Jesus. Oh, it's so important. That's the reason God's given us the local church, that generation after generation can grow very, very close to Jesus. Each generation can be as close as the generation after that or the generation before that if we stay in the truth and if we grow in the Word of God. But as generations go by, and they fail to stay in the truth. They begin to follow after the tradition of man. You've heard me say that many times, but it's so true that the church today is following after the tradition of man, and no longer do they follow after the truth. So no longer do we have the power of God. No longer do we have the truth, and we preach a watered-down, perverted gospel with no power. No salvation is in Jesus the way we proclaim it today, because we proclaim it with so many other things that are surrounding it. It must be pure, it must be clear, and it must be the Word of God, the truth. See that you stand upon the truth, the Word of God. You know, we have many verses of Scripture here. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal it even this unto you. Now, if you go to the Word of God, and you begin to veer away, if you begin to veer away from the Word of God, you will begin to veer away from the truth. Because you see, the old world has so much pressure upon you that if you do not stay in the Word of God and come to the power and the presence that the Holy Spirit can teach us each and every day, that we may come to know Jesus and come to walk after Jesus, and the further we get away from that. And here a couple weeks ago we talked about the tradition that you have within your church. Is it the Word of God, or is it something that's just comfortable for you and it's been established by man maybe many years ago? Well, I'm asking you that you get rid of those traditions and you stand upon the Word of God, the truth. Now, as you look at the doctrines that you have in your church, I want you to go to the Word of God, not to your church constitution, not to you, your church. Maybe a leader in the church years ago has written a book, and that book is somewhat your guideline for the doctrines that you stand with and stand for. If you are not capable or able to open up the Word of God and find what your church stands for and confirm it repeatedly in the Word of God, then probably you're just a baby Christian yourself. If you need to go into another book, a book that someone has written concerning these doctrines, and you can't go into the Word of God and find them, open that Word of God up and stand upon it and say, there is what I believe, because that's what the Word of God said, and I praise God my church believes that, and my church preaches that. But in most cases, you'll never find that. You can't find what your church stands on other than going into their background and into man's traditions. You can't find it in the Word of God. Now, that ought to scare you. You ought to be frightened that you have left the Word of God and you're standing on traditions of man and not upon the Word of God and what God. A tradition, if it's something based and set and kept upon the Word of God, there's nothing wrong with it. But see that it is tradition of man, of God, and not the tradition of man. You know, as we look now at some verses of Scripture, we need to realize some things that are so important. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning to read with verse 24, you know, as we have come into this world, we've been born into this world, we have, each and every one of us, have an opportunity to come to Jesus and be saved. Now, it's important that you see Jesus, that you come to the cross of Calvary, and that you trust in Him. And once by faith you've come to Him, and you haven't tied it up with any other works, you've come to Jesus by faith. Now you're saved. Now you're ready to serve Him. Well, we're in a race here. And look at verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? But one receives the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. That's the desire of Paul's heart, that he preach the truth, that people see Jesus and don't see Paul. Paul is running the race, and he desires that others will run the race with everything they have. Because you see, as we go down through this life, you're running a race. Now, I'm not sure that part of the people are not sitting on the track. Part of the people are sitting in lawn chairs. Part of the people are sitting in the bleachers that are supposed to be running a race. And they have gotten so settled back, and I don't know what the good word for them is other than just plain lazy, that they have left the race. Paul tells us here, strive, run, work. That should be our life in Jesus Christ. Not to bring attention to ourselves, but to bring it all to Christ. And that was Paul's heart and Paul's life. Now, we have the race. There's a prize to be won. That prize we receive the day we meet Jesus, the prize of eternal life. But there are also gifts and prizes that need to be won that we can lay at the feet of Jesus, not again to our own glory. See, that's totally contrary to our normal thinking. When we do something, we want to be recognized for it. If we accomplish something, we want somebody to pay attention to us. If we receive a trophy, then we want people to pat us on the back. If we have done a work that has taken much time and maybe quite a bit of money, and we have poured everything we could into it to take care of it, and it was very successful, we want somebody to pat us on the back. We do not like to be ignored or let alone, and Paul wasn't that way at all. Paul wanted to be set aside. He wanted people to see Jesus, and he wanted all the recognition and all the glory to go unto the Lord Jesus, that they would know Jesus and walk after the Lord Jesus. Well, as we're running a race, there's something that we need to know. And we're coming back now, and again, you know how I have at least two Bibles, if not more, in front of me that I can study the Word of God. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, I'm back in Philippians chapter 3, verse 15, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal it even this unto you. Now it's important that we know what pleases God. The only way we know that is by study of the Word of God. And it continues now in verse 16, nevertheless, whereto we are already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. The mind of Christ, the rule. Now, back in 1 Corinthians, we're talking about running a race. And we're talking about winning. Winning something to show our love back to the Lord Jesus. But that should be our life. That should be our heart. To live Christ. To walk after Christ. Well, there are rules that need to be kept if you're going to run a race. If we're going to be minded of Christ, there are rules to remember. And many folks, in order to gain what they think is important, whether it be in their life, or in the church, whatever it might be, they many times forget the rules because they have something in mind at the end. And they feel like that if they have to break a few rules to gain what they want, what they feel is important, it's worth it. We can't do that. We can't break the rules. We have to walk after the Lord Jesus. We have to listen to His Word. And don't get tied up in something that you think the end is worth it. Because never is it worth leaving the truth, the Word of God. Never is it worth breaking the rules. And so keep this in mind now. As we're looking after here to be minded as Christ, as we're running a race, as 1 Corinthians tells us, let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 10. We need to be reminded of something here. Galatians chapter 5, verse 10. I have confidence in you, through the Lord, that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. There's going to be a time. There's going to be a judgment. There's going to be a day of reckoning. And I want you to know how to walk in Jesus Christ, that we face not the judgment of God, but we face God's blessing, that we could be as Paul, and he can, we can say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." But my friend, we must keep the rules to do that. We must play the game correctly. You know, we know how to play basketball. We know how to play football. We know how to play those games. And there is a set of rules that those games are to be played by. Those rules are to be kept. Now, if the rule is broken, there's a penalty. It's no different, my friend, in the walk in Christ Jesus. If you think you can break the rules because the end result's worth it, you can't. There's a penalty to be paid, a price to be paid. You come to Jesus. You walk after the Lord Jesus. You believe in the Lord Jesus by faith. You're saved. Now, we've got a work that needs to be done, but that work that needs to be done must be done according to the rules, according to the Word of God. Now, if you would go with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Again, Paul is telling us to be thus minded. We're to let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. We've got to know the rules, my friend. Often we don't know the rules. We're playing a game and we don't know the rules. Can you imagine how confusing that is? If you would throw the kids, you know, as we come through basketball season, and if you would put those players out upon the court and never have let them see a basketball game before, never instructed them on any of the rules, you just let them play. Throw them the ball, there's a basket on each end, surely they'll understand. You know, if you would do that and they would never have seen the game before, they wouldn't realize that each team has a basket. They wouldn't recognize concerning the fouls and concerning bringing the ball in. All those, think about all those rules. And we abide by those rules. We play by those rules. Well, I'm asking you to be more interested in the Word of God and your spiritual life than you are a basketball game. You understand the rules of a basketball game or a football game or a golf game or anything else that you want to talk about that you do. You know that there's rules. And you've learned those rules so that you can play the game. Well, my friend, I want you to play the game. And I don't mean that lightly. And I don't mean that facetiously. I mean to come and walk after Jesus. Come with diligence. It's a work that needs to be done. But most work the work of Christ and never know the rules. They never know the rules. They come to church, they play church, they play the game. Just literally, they play the game, and they don't know the rules. I'm asking you today to learn the rules, to learn the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Play by the rules. Paul wants us to be minded, thus minded. We're walking after the Lord Jesus, or are supposed to be. Let us walk by the same rule, verse 16 says. Let us mind the same thing. Let us live for Christ Jesus. Let us be born again. Let us walk after Christ Jesus. Come by faith to Jesus and begin that work and that walk. But there is an instruction time that must come so that you know the rules. There's only one way to be saved. If you'll check, in the churches today, they teach there are many ways to be saved. There's only one. Come by faith to Jesus Christ, drawn by the Holy Spirit, your heart's convicted, and you come with a repentant heart, and you trust in Jesus Christ, and you're saved. Nothing else. Now, if you're going to add baptism to that, then you're wrong. If you're going to add works to that to keep that salvation, you're wrong. We have many verses of Scripture that I have before me that we're not going to get to today. We'll continue it next time. But today we need to understand the rules. We need to walk to be Christ-like. And if you want to please Christ Jesus, and if you want to grow spiritually by the power of God and have a heart that's pleasing, that you're walking in the righteousness of God, you must do it by the rules, by the Word of God, not by man's. And oh, we have lost that, and many of us don't even know that we've lost that. And once again, before we leave, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, "And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully." You want this to count? You think you're spiritual, but you have left the Word of God? You're not following after the Word, nor do you know the Word of God, and you expect that to be good? You expect that to be Christ-like? Well, everybody else does. Well, just because everybody else does, that doesn't make it right. You study the Word of God. If you are a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit living within you. The day you meet Jesus at the cross of Calvary, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. Oh, that's a glorious and a great day, and it's a day you'll never forget. Now, you have the Holy Spirit living within you. The Holy Spirit will teach you of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will instruct you of Jesus. He will teach you Jesus. Jesus shows us the Father. The Holy Spirit shows us the Son. It's a glorious walk as we continue to grow in the Lord Jesus. And it's done by the search of the Word of God, not by another book. Not by the actions of some man many times, because they are not following after Jesus. And so don't be caught up by following something that man has made and man has put together. I ask you that you follow after the Lord Jesus, and you follow the rules, and don't pay any attention to the multitude that's following after the other, because they're following after man and the likes of man and the feelings of man, and not by the Word of God. Now I ask you that you look to the Word of God, and you realize that we must keep the rules. If you don't keep the rules, you're disqualified. No, you won't lose your salvation if you're not playing by the rules. If you've come by faith in Jesus Christ and faith alone to come to Jesus, if you've come to Christ Jesus any other way, if you've come to be a Christian any other way other than by faith in Jesus, turning to Him with a repentant heart, you're not saved, so you're disqualified. But if you've come by faith to Jesus, you've been saved because you've come with that repentant heart, and you've turned to the cross of Calvary, and that day, you remember that day, you know that day, and you're beginning to run this race. And I know people have been saved for many, many years, that the way they're running the race that they have before them, the life, the spiritual life that they have set before them, as they're running that race, they are not running by the rules. Because they have left the Word of God. And things that they are doing that they're thinking is pleasing unto God are not pleasing, but it's a curse unto them because they have left the truth, the Word of God, and they don't even know it. Do you know the Word of God? Do you realize that you have been disqualified? No, you won't lose your salvation, because once you're sealed by the Holy Spirit, you're kept. But you're disqualified from the rewards, from the trophies, from those things we receive to lay at the feet of Jesus. You're doing it to your own glory. Be thus minded, the mind of Christ Jesus. play by the rules. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?